That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. That's right, you're not from Texas. Texas wants you anyway. That's right.
So who will Texan Democrats want as their candidate, Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton? Maybe Lyle Lovett.
Yeah.
I'm for it. In a state that's 790 miles long, 660 miles wide, with 31 primary districts in between and a slightly baffling dual primary caucus system, it is hard to predict who could come out the big winner on March 4th, if there is a big winner. Bennett Roth is the Houston Chronicle's Washington correspondent. Hey, Bennett.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing A-okay. So one state organizer for Hillary Clinton told the New York Times that working in Texas is like running a national campaign because of how diverse every region in the huge state is. Can you give us a sort of a snapshot, a breakdown of the demographics?
Yes. I mean, it is almost a little bit of a microcosm. I mean, you have about 25% of the electorate is going to be Hispanic, 19% African-American, but you also have Vietnamese and other Asian voters. And plus the breadth of the state. I mean, El Paso is halfway to Los Angeles from Houston, to give you an idea how long the state is.
That's amazing.
And East Texas, for example, is more like the South. West Texas is more like New Mexico. Houston is almost like Los Angeles. It's just an amazing state.
So it also has an amazing primary and caucus system all wrapped into one night. Can you help us understand what's called the so-called Texas two-step, where there's a primary during the day and then there's caucusing at night?
Yeah, I mean, you often get your calculators out for this. I mean, you have 31 Senate districts. The delegates are allotted based on – some of the delegates are allotted based on past performance in the district in the presidential and Senate campaign. Therefore, some of the districts in Houston and Dallas and Austin have a large number of delegates. Many of them are African-American or have a lot of younger voters like Austin, progressive younger voters. Unfortunately, in the Valley, where Hillary Clinton is strongest, the Rio Grande Valley, and in many Hispanic areas, voting participation has not been that high in the past. Therefore, they have far fewer delegates. And so that's during the day when people go to the polls. At night, people then go to their caucuses and will pick some more delegates that will be finally decided, actually, allotted at a June convention.
So it's a little bit of a use-it-or-lose-it strategy when it comes, not strategy, but plan. Either you vote and you get more delegates, or you don't vote and you don't have delegates?
Well, I mean, you vote and you get delegates, and then there's more delegates, right? If you come back to the caucus, more delegates are allotted. Not nearly as many, but there are more. Another group of delegates is allotted at, you know, after these caucuses that are held after you vote, right? So you do vote twice.
Wow. But the caucus system, it's a holdover, right? This has only been in place for 30 some odd years.
And as one politician told me, it was devised at a time to please everyone, but they never thought they'd really have to use it. I mean, you have to remember, they haven't had a competitive Democratic primary here since 1988, when Dukakis and Lloyd Benson were on the ballot, as well as Al Gore and Jesse Jackson.
Well, let's talk a little bit about those demographics that you mentioned earlier, 25% of the voting population Latino, 19% African-American. Hillary Clinton has done really well with the Latino vote. Obviously, Barack Obama's done really well with the black vote, receiving 8 out of 10 black votes from all the previous primaries. Which group do you think is going to be the swing group in Texas?
Well, you also have, you know, a group of Anglo white voters, many of them living, say, in East Texas, and these would be, you know, maybe working class, many of them, you know, men and women there. Earlier polls showed them going for Hillary Clinton, but Obama clearly has made some inroads.
In terms of covering these two candidates in Texas, has either one zeroed in on something that you think is important in terms of, I mean, we've heard a lot of talk about the economy and a lot of talk about NAFTA, but of these two Democratic candidates, of all the ads, of all the stump speeches, has one of them hit the right tone?
Well,
Texans.
Obama clearly has got the excitement. You know, he comes down here. He had a huge rally in Houston, 18,000 people downtown. In Austin, he had 12,000 people. And I can't say his particular issue with him. I think it's just that people were seeing how well he was doing in other states, and just he just seems like, you know, I guess, you know, he's a fresh face. Hillary Clinton, I mean, her emphasis on health care does resonate here. Texas has the highest rate of uninsured in the nation. So I do think her emphasis on that issue is important.
And she has long-term roots in the state.
She does. Way back to 1972, she came down here. She was a Yale law student. She was dating Bill Clinton then. He had come down to work on the McGovern campaign, and she came down and did voter registration and worked all across the state, although largely based in Austin, and made a lot of friends back then, some of them who are helping her today. Her state director, Gary Morrow, the former land commissioner, is her state director now. They've been very loyal to her. However, you have to remember, these are people, I mean, they were young, enthusiastic McGovernites like that back then, but they're part of the old guard now. And there's a whole new generation of Democrats coming up here who don't have allegiances to them.
Bennett Roth is the Houston Chronicle's Washington correspondent. We're talking to him a little bit about who might be coming to the polls on March 4th and for whom they might be voting. Now, Texas allows voters to declare party affiliation at the polls.
Yes.
So what's your prediction on how some Republicans might use that flexibility?
Well, the indication is a large trunk, as many as 25% in some areas, of Republicans will move over into the Democratic. It's very easy. You just go in that day and say, I'm a Democrat today. And for several reasons from my interviews, one, there is a strong dislike of Hillary Clinton among many of the conservatives, Republicans here, and this is they feel a way just to knock her out. And two, the Republican campaign, the Republican primary is not very suspenseful. It's pretty much clear John McCain's going to win. And from what I can tell, there isn't an awful lot of enthusiasm for John McCain to begin with. So they feel like, I guess, they could have more of a role in the Democratic race.
No, nothing for hometown fella Ron Paul? No love?
Poor Ron Paul. he has some support, but frankly, Ron Paul's got to concentrate on his own race down south of Houston. He's got a spirited primary challenger down there, so he's been spending most of his time down in his district trying to shore up support.
Bennett Roth is the Houston Chronicle Washington correspondent. Hey, thanks for sharing your reporting with us.
Thank you.
Hey, stay with us. Coming up on the show, the euro has reached an all-time high against the dollar. So some shops here in New York are turning to accepting the currency along with the dollar. Some of them even have signs that say euros only. We'll dig into that story. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.